This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA plus community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Bored of too many ads and dull, meaningless chat? We've got neither. Joy Drive, smart, fun radio.
Every Wednesday afternoon, Warren's sitting in the hot seat, chatting to Dr. Edith Hill, Associate Lecturer, Learning and Teaching and Innovation from Flinders University. And good afternoon. All I can say, Edith, I can't wait to find out what's trending on TikTok and YouTube.
Hi, Con. I am so excited to talk to you about these things we've got today. They are fascinating.
Let's launch into it. This one's an all-time favourite of yours on YouTube channel. What's the story and what's it all about?
I have been watching this channel for quite a number of years now. It's called Psychology in Seattle, and the man behind the channel is Dr. Kirk Honda, who is a registered psychologist in America. And what he does is not only does he make videos about psychology and different concepts, but he makes reaction videos while he's watching reality television.
Okay, so it's almost like that thing that you see on TV called, dare I say it, Gogglebox, where you look at reactions of people watching things, but taken to YouTube.
Yes, but it's from this like academic professional perspective.
Yes.
So it's not just saying, oh my God, I can't believe did this. He will say, wow, okay, so from, you know, in this episode we meet Bob's family, and Bob is really clearly got this dynamic between his parents and his siblings and this, that and the other. So he will then anticipate when, you know, Bob's partner Jane does XYZ, he'll pause it and say, I think Bob will react in this way. And then lo and behold, we see Bob acting in a certain way. And then Kirk Honda will explain, you know, the psychology behind certain reactions we have based on our attachment styles and things like that. It's so interesting. If you're nosy like me, you will love this YouTube channel.
Who isn't nosy? I am. You're speaking to me, I have to sort of say, because like you, I'm a sponge. I want to know sort of reactions, what it means, and also get somebody like Kirk to share his knowledge with us and to sort of like, okay, I get it. I see what he's coming to.
Yeah, it's really interesting. It's a bit of fun also, because, I mean, you get to watch reality TV, which is garbage and delicious as far as I'm concerned. But he has this really interesting perspective, and oftentimes I'll watch the show or binge it, I should say. I'll binge the whole season when it comes out. But then when I feel like I have that hankering for, oh, God, I just really feel like some more Love is Blind, I will go and then watch his videos, and he adds this extra layer, this extra nuance onto the show that I've just watched, and I find it really fascinating.
Gosh, okay. So there is a lot to unpack there. One of the things is Love is Blind in one of your favourite programs.
Yes. Oh, okay. If my partner's listening, he won't watch it with me, but then we'll be like, I can't believe you just said that. And he'll be in the other room and he'll be able to hear the program. And I'm like, you either watch it or you don't. You are in this journey with me or you stay away and you don't come into my reality TV bubble, because I need to be fully immersed in the garbage that I'm taking in.
See, my mission is, by having you on every week, we want to prize out a little bit of something and get to know you. And one of them is finding out your passion, your passion projects, which is all these things that you mentioned to us, but also Love is Blind is another one. So, hey, love that
100%.
One. Now, the other one that you sort of highlight for us to talk about is something to do with a shark blanket. What's that all about?
If anyone listening is online, you may have seen these shark blankets. It kind of looks like a onesie, but it's a shark, and your head kind of sits in the mouth, if that makes sense. So your arms kind of go in the fins. You have this weird little tail situation going on, and it's like a onesie, but it's a shark. But we're not just talking about blankets. We're talking about one of the most interesting cases of influencer marketing I have ever seen, and why a company has decided to send a shark blanket to a particular influencer.
Okay. What's the story behind this? Let's go.
There's a woman who's a TikTok creator. Her name is Sasha Casey. She's in America. And oh my God, is she funny. She has had a couple of viral videos that I've seen come up in the past, but I haven't followed her. But I've definitely clicked follow after this recent one I saw. Sasha made a video where she's in this shark onesie that I saw a couple of days ago. And she says in this video You know, she was in a club a couple of nights ago with some friends, and a man came up and groped her. So she turned around and bit him so hard she left a proper, proper chunk bite mark on this man's arm, as he deserves. Don't touch people without their consent. And in response to this, a company reached out and sent her a shark blanket because she likes to take nibbles out of people in public.
I was wondering when we're going to connect what happened to Sasha with the shark blanket. You got there. I like that. It's sort of like, dare I sort of say, it's the best type of influencer marketing?
I think so. I mean, it's really strange, but also amazing marketing on behalf of the company, because she's made this story time about what had happened to her, which is a really unfortunate situation, but she talks about it, you know, with a lot of openness and a lot of humor. And this company has sent her this blanket. The video in question had millions, millions and millions of views on it. Amazing. You've just sent someone a blanket and millions of people have now seen your product in a very humorous and fun way. Sasha's got a blanket out of it and probably, hopefully, some money from the AdSense that have rolled in on these videos. And all because a man did a bad thing and she bit him. So good on you, Sasha, in my opinion.
Yeah, we're never forgetting the fact that consent is always required for anything with someone you don't know or even someone you do know. Just check in with them and see where they're at before you do anything. So I love it. So that's Sasha Casey. It's a TikToker. One of our all-time incredible people. I'm chatting with Dr. Edith Hill, Associate Lecturer, Learning and Teaching Innovation at Flinders University, about what everyone's talking about this week in the world of TikTok, Instagram, and YouTube. And speaking of which, shopping addictions, Edith, where are we going with this one?
Yeah, so a lot of people make videos about hauls, like hauling items, showing items that they've bought.
Yes.
It's one of the most popular genres on the platform. I think it does speak a lot to this idea of overconsumption and also, I mean, nosiness, because I watch them and people share the things that they've bought. But one that I found really interesting in this last week was this creator, Alicia Ann, and she was showing hauls that she of items she had bought in the height of a shopping addiction, which is a very real thing that affects a lot of people and is very financially crippling. So she was sharing these clothes, but then talking about the debt that she acquired after these splurge purchases, how she justified the items to herself, and then the ramifications of what she had done.
Yeah, it's one of those things. I, like you, I sort of see them pop up and it sort of says, hey, look what I spent $50 on at your local discount store, and unpack it. But I like the way you've mentioned that Alicia has sort of addressed it and sharing their items and how we sort of, you know, talk about the shopping addiction that you sort of, especially in this time and age where we're talking about how things are tight and everything's so expensive, regardless of whether you've got a haul for $50 of 12 items or less. So,
Yeah. Absolutely. And we have this idea, watching a lot of influencers who do hauls, and a lot of these items are from PR. They're companies sending influencers things to unbox on camera. We're hauling these items. There's this mass overconsumption because all of a sudden we need 30 different pairs of boots and we need, you know, 12 different types of foundation, which is absolutely ridiculous. You need one. In my case, two. I have two, but it's okay. It's only two. But Alicia has gone through and shown her amazing closet and all of these beautiful items that are designer and very expensive, but show the reality behind what purchasing and owning these items looks like for someone who isn't an influencer and isn't being gifted these things.
Yeah, I really love the way you sort of spun it at the end, because it is something that we don't remember, is that a lot of this stuff can be sent to these people and then they do these stories and people then are influenced and there's this feeling of pressure. Oh, I've got to get that. For whatever reason, that pressure is applied to them, whether it's self-inflicted or friendship or whoever. So it's just a reminder that, we live in a world where, you know, stuff we see, just check in. You know, some of that stuff is given to sort of shout from the rooftops what it is that you've got so it can influence others. So, yeah. I love that.
Absolutely. It's one of the most, you know, successful forms of marketing, the parasocial relationships. But I can guarantee you most of the designer products people have, they did not buy themselves.
Well, Edith, all I can sort of say, we've covered a lot. I love everything from psychology in Seattle with Kirk through to obviously being aware of what Sasha went through and, shopping addiction. So I appreciate it. Thanks, Edith, for joining us again on Joy Drive.
You are so welcome. I'll talk to you next week.
Looking forward to it. Dr. Edith Hill, Associate Lecturer, Learning and Teaching Innovation at Flinders University.
Joy Drive on Joy 94.9 FM in Melbourne, Joy on your digital radio, iHeartRadio, TuneIn.com or the Joy app, no matter where you are.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.